An educational conference being held in Camrose this month is for anyone and everyone who wants to learn more about the brain and mental health while enjoying world-class speakers and musical performances. The Battle River Arts, Innovation and Neuroscience, Brain, Conference, Integrating Health, Arts, Life and Innovation, will take place at the Augustana Campus, University of Alberta, on October 25 and 26. BRAIN is a branch under the umbrella organization Association for Life-Wide Living, ALL, of Alberta. The ALL BRAIN team is hosting and organizing the conference with support from BRAIN, mental health and community leaders from across Alberta and beyond. We wanted to take this step to really educate people about the brain, said Dr. Jane Ross, ALL president. In September 2023, Ross suffered a stroke due to the congenital narrowing of an artery in her brain. Her husband is also a stroke survivor. From her and her husband's personal experiences with recovery and rehabilitation and hearing from other brain injury survivors, Ross feels there's a need for more local services, and is spearheading the start of a facility in Camrose. We just need a lot more access for people of any age to do cutting-edge things in rehabilitation, she said. The success of this conference and this brain center is interdisciplinary and integrative. Confirmed speakers at the conference include Samson Cree Nation Chief Vernon Saddleback, Dr. Norman Doige, an expert in clinical neuroplasticity and author of The Brain That Heals Itself, Dr. Simon Sutcliffe, clinical oncologist, and brain injury survivors. The event will be of benefit to everyone in our Battle River watershed region, from Battle Lake to Wetaskiwin, to Camrose and beyond, said Colleen McGinnis, a volunteer with ALL. Dr. Jane Ross from Camrose is the idea generator of this conference, with the end result being an easily accessible facility where people from our area who have had strokes or other brain injuries can receive care closer to home and family instead of having to go to Edmonton or Calgary for extended treatment. The conference is primarily centered around education and will examine and report on recent breakthroughs and innovations in understanding the brain, neuroscience, and rehabilitation processes, and therapies available through the arts, said McGinnis. Attendees can learn about the brain and what can go wrong with it, such as physical injury, stroke, MS, Parkinson's, dementia, including brain disorders in children, and brain issues caused by addiction. The second day of the event will include a concert, Friday night at the Opera. This is a fun conference with a lot of art from the region, both musical and visual, said Ross. Everyone has an artistic core in their being, and if that is tapped, it's a powerful tool for wellness and recovery. Performances will be given by mezzo-soprano singer Nan Hughes, pianist Suzanne Ruberg Gordon, and you of a professor of the music Ardell Rise. Music as therapy will be discussed by MC and Wetaskiwin chorister Susan Silverthorne, along with musicians. Leanne Shapka with the Camrose Art Society will speak about how the arts impact health and healing. Conference goers will also enjoy a unique musical experience with Singable Camrose, a community inclusion choir for singers of all abilities and levels of experience. For more information about the conference or to register, visit battleriverarts.ca.